Okay, like a lot of you, I was brought up in a Christian home, a lot of Christian influences. We went to church every Sunday, started going on Wednesday nights when I was young, went to a Christian school at least through the eighth grade. So all my friends' influences around me were Christian. It was part of my life in that sense, but it wasn't really anything that was real to me, even though I made a profession at nine. I didn't really make a profession. My dad, I remember telling me once before I went to bed to make sure I pray, especially ask for salvation, because that's the most important thing, something to that effect. And so I thought, well, you know, my dad told me that I'm going to do that, so I did it. I don't remember anything else after that. It can't say that there was a burden lifted or there was some change in my life. There wasn't, because it wasn't real. even though I was exposed to so much Christian influence, there wasn't, the church I went to was doctrinally sound, but it wasn't much of on a practical level as far as like a Christian walk, Christian living. We read the Bible every night after dinner, but we didn't talk about it. So I don't know if that's just a Dutch thing or what, but they don't discuss their faith much. It's not like it was talked about a lot in our home. And I went to Christian school, and after the eighth grade, that's all they ran through. And I thought I was going to be homeschooled at that point, like my brothers were. I was really looking forward to that, getting out of the, long school days and being able to work in the family business, make money. I was all excited about that. And, unbeknownst to me that my parents had other plans, so I've been told I'm, I was kind of a problem child, but I don't know if that's true. Maybe I still am. Don't know. But, I don't think my mom could deal with me the whole day, so I got sent off to public school. So the first week I was there, it was really, it was rough because that was the first time I was ever outside of this Christian bubble. And, I was shocked by what I saw and heard and what I saw on people's shirts, what things people were saying, what they were talking about. I would say that it bothered me only in the sense that it was a shock to me because I'd not been exposed to that before. But it wasn't because of any faith in me or because I was a Christian, because I don't believe I was, because I just started to live that life myself. So I just, I did a bunch of things I regret, but I just adapted to it, so my true colors came out. So all that initial shock wore off. Well, it just, fast forward four years to when I graduated, I was just deep in it, just living like everybody else was, and, I was getting ready to go out with some friends. Probably, I don't know what we were going to do, probably up to no good. And I got a call from this cute girl that I knew since I was 11 years old, and that invited me to come up, play basketball with some of the guys up there. And that's Judy, in case you didn't figure that out. So, I'd known her. Our families had done a lot together when we were young. But I hadn't seen her much. I don't know the last time I'd seen her. I maybe only saw her couple times over my whole high school life. I got this call. My brother was dating her sister. I think they might have been engaged at the time. And he called me up, and I said, yeah, I'll come up. So we struck up this old friendship, and we talked a lot and started going up there much more frequently, actually spending weekends up there because she comes from a pretty big family. Most of those, her siblings had gotten married and were out of the house, and there was extra room, so her parents were kind enough to put me up and started going to church there. Her dad's a pastor, Sovereign Grace Baptist Church in Dale City, and that preaching was, totally different than the preaching I was normally exposed to. It was much more convicting, much more on a personal Christian walk level, and I wasn't exposed to that, and that convicted me a lot, and I knew my life didn't measure up, and I tried to suppress it, wanted to not think about it, but I couldn't, and long story short, I came to a point. I was reading my scriptures, and it just dawned on me. It's like, hey, you're not actually saved. You never actually, confessed Christ. All this that wasn't really a part of me. It was part of me in the sense that it was just something you know, I was exposed to all the time. And though I mentally assented to it all, it was not a part of my life in any shape or form, and that was evidenced by the way I lived my life. And so then that's when the Lord saved me. And you know, just so much changed at that point. And I thank the Lord for that.